Hey.
Hey, man. All right. Well, we're just going to wait for Tommy.
All right.
Oh, shit. I can't wait to talk about this. I've been wanting to talk about the G1 for a while.
Same.
And I'm about to go on vacation, which I will be speaking of everybody that is going to be listening because I'm not going to edit this out. While I am on the beach, I will be having podcasts. If anybody would like to do a podcast, please let me know. And we will definitely set one up. And they will be later in the night. And then just give me the information. If you don't have the Anchor app, download that. And we'll get everything figured out before we do the podcast. Come on, Tommy. I can't wait to hear what this man has to say about the G1.
Yeah, this is going to be the first time I'm ever meeting Tommy.
Hey, you bastard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It is.
Good afternoon.
All right, well, I'm not going to edit this out, but ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dak Ryan Experience Podcast. And this might be my most interesting one yet. And it's not going to be normal. We're going to be on one topic. We're going to talk about the G1. I have notes about that. But today I have JNA's own Jake Frost, who I have faced before.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, hello. And this one, this is what's going to throw people off. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm with another MEBW wrestler, but no, somebody that's never been on this podcast before. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome MEBW's own Tommy Gunn.
What's up, Dak? I'm only on this podcast for you, baby. I don't do podcasts for other people.
See, I think it's great because a lot of people would think me and you do not have a very good friendship, but we're very good friends.
Breaking news to Sports Center: me and Dak Ryan are best buds. All right. Okay.
Oh my God, they're ready to start their own network of sports podcasts.
Exactly.
Right. I'm intoxicated. That's when I like to talk about wrestling. So,
okay. Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Tommy, stop giving me too much credibility.
I'm sorry.
I love this already.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very interesting one because we're going to talk about the G1. And this is why I wanted to bring Tommy for this one. Tommy is very intelligent into a New Japan Pro Wrestling. And I have the match cards and stuff. I have everything on there.
Hold on. I want to talk about something real quick first.
Okay,
it's about the G1.
Yeah. It's go ahead.
It's night one, July 6th. Kenta versus Kota Ibushi.
I knew it.
Mother of shit.
Oh, did they mention that the main event is Okada and Tanahashi?
Oh, fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Tommy Gunn and Jake Frost, let me tell you. I don't think that there's ever been such a stacked G1 than this one.
Never. I don't think
Doubtful.
I've ever heard of a stacked.
This one is insane. And I was reading something about it on Twitter. I was reading about how, you know, this is definitely the most diverse G1 ever. Most definitely. And they were also saying how they've never had so many people from so many companies before they worked in New Japan that have ever been in it. This one is very, very interesting. And I love the G1. It's my favorite wrestling tournament of the year. I'm always excited for it. But this one, this year's, there's just something special about it. And I think me and Tommy were talking about that the other day, about how the G1 this year is just, it's incredible.
They went all out on this.
For sure.
Agreed.
For sure. I mean, if you pay any attention to New Japan, if you just look at the first two nights, I mean, Shingo Takagi just went undefeated in the group stage of the Best of Super Juniors. Will Ospreay is wrestling probably the best he has in his entire career. Kenta just decided to show up at Dominion with
Kenta,
Shibata for no reason.
Kenta coming out with a takeover shirt, maybe shooting some shots at NXT.
Oh, maybe? I think the most interesting thing though about this G1 in terms of like the new competitors, I mean, between Cobb and Moxley and somehow Tai Chi's in this one, hopefully he assumes the Yoshihashi role of winning 1-2 matches. But I gotta say, will Kenta get through more than two matches without injuring himself?
Oh, that's
I'm so sorry.
You That's shot the question. Gun too early.
I'm sorry. I love you, super kick.
How long will Kenta...
Tommy, you kicked the chair too soon. I wasn't ready to hang.
But let's ask the real questions. How long will Kota Ibushi go out without injuring his neck?
Oh, yeah, that's another question. And also, are we going to see some old Moxley? Is Moxley going to pull out some pizza cutters in this G1?
Switchblade versus John Moxley, night 14. If they don't bring out an actual Switchblade and a pizza cutter, I'm going to be pissed. I want to see a pizza cutter.
Side note, by the way, about John Moxley. So tomorrow is Fyter Fest for AEW. They magically made his match with Joey Janela
non-sanctioned.
Yeah, non-sanctioned. I was gonna say no holds barred.
I am going to be watching that. That is the only match I will be watching.
I will be watching the whole thing.
I'll be watching the whole thing because fuck WWE. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will be on the beach somewhere. General Manager Boggs has paid for a nice beach vacation for me to watch Fyter Fest in the sand.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited.
Dak's going to have his beer. Dak's going to have his Fyter Fest. He's going to have the beach.
Oh, and I'm going to have my pot. You can't forget about the pot.
I'm sorry.
All right, I'm going to have a Rona in my hand because it's full send, baby.
Oh, man. Well played, sir.
And I'm going to be watching Fyter Fest for free because Bleacher Report is just...
Bleacher Report is brand new.
They have blessed me. They have blessed me beyond...
They have blessed all of us.
I also watch baseball on there, but we're not going to get into that.
Of course you do.
I know. I want to talk about everything so bad, but we can't. This is G1 exclusive.
Oh, really?
Oh, really now? Sounds like we're already talking about other stuff. Might as well keep it going.
No, because it's just going to be about baseball and wrestling's going to be forgotten.
Right.
So, another thing here. Let me pull up my notes really quick. Another very interesting thing that I was looking at. And actually, a match I never knew I needed until I looked at this was Jeff Cobb versus Naito on...
Yes, I was thinking about that. I'm like, wow, that's a match I never knew I needed.
How about... No, let's stop. You need Jeff Cobb versus Ishii on B-Block's first night.
I need Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Kenta on night 3.
I'm also very excited for Jeff Cobb and Moxley too. I wonder how that's gonna
I'm excited for Jay White and John Moxley and also Zack Sabre Jr.
And then Osprey. Oh dude. B Block Friday, July 19th. John Moxley versus Ishii. Oh yeah, baby.
Look, Ishii, if you go down the list of every competitor, love Okada, love Tana, love it.
We love everyone.
Love Kenta when he's healthy. Love Osprey. Lance Archer, he honestly could take a pass on Lance Archer.
Oh my god, but nothing is as bad as his fucking Sunday morning main event fucking run with what the fuck is his face? He had a tag team with it was Davey Boy Smith. It was before they went to New Japan and they had that
Davey Boy Smith.
And oh my god, let me tell you.
He just Lance left Archer, the territory Lance by Ar- the way, Davey Boy Smith.
Lance Archer might be the greatest forgotten wrestler ever. And the reason why I say that is because I never want to see him on my television, and he's always the one that surprises me.
All he did was run out into Japan and spit water on people, and he got over. That's his gimmick.
It's like, wow, it makes
all right,
really
if you
think.
Could switch out anyone for him, if you could switch him out for anyone else, who would it be? Anyone, literally anyone.
Kenny.
I would probably move another Super Junior up, and I know I'm taking a risk with this, but I'd really like to see what Dragon Lee would do.
Yeah, Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee has literally caught my eye in the past few months.
Oh, dude. I've been watching.
I don't
for a
think
while.
Dragon Lee could win a single match in A Block.
You never know.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Tommy on that one. The A Block is just fucking.
Yeah, I mean, who's he gonna pin? Ibushi? Like, I don't think so.
Osprey, maybe? Zack Sabre Jr.?
No, dude. Will Osprey is on a streak right now. He's gonna do very good in the G1. Very good.
But yeah. Here's a real question, y'all. Who's win that bitch?
Oh, dude.
I can't. I mean, I took the wild guess for once. I'm taking the wild guess. I'm saying Ospreay, but
I think it might be. I think it might be Kota's ear. I think it's gonna be Bushi.
Well, Kota's got the IC right now, so it's kind of hard to like.
No, Naito won it from him, didn't he?
No, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh shit, Naito he did him. At Dominion, right?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah. Okay, I think honestly. I thought last year it was going to be Ibushi and Jay White.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
I think that's what's going to be now.
Okay, yeah. It's reasonable.
I think Jay White's a clear choice in B block, although it's stacked.
Yeah, I think Jay White, honestly, though.
We'll see. Okay, yeah, I don't want to be... I don't want to be this guy, but... If you look in... So, it's going to be... Yeah. All right, that makes sense. So apparently, Tai Chi's gonna have a good. I don't know. If you look toward the last day and you look at the card, there's usually some telling matches in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, from the looks of it, it looks like Ibushi's gonna be in there. It looks like Ibushi, Okada, Tanahashi, and Ospreay are the guys to watch, and I think that's fair. I think we can see that from the outside looking in.
Oh yeah, for sure.
B block's a clusterfuck, though. I mean, yeah. It's going to be Naito and Jay White. There's going to be Juice in there. I mean, Mox is going to score points. Yeah, Osprey's going to score. Osprey's going to win 5 matches, probably. I wouldn't be surprised if he had 10 or 12 points. But he's not going to win the block, I don't think.
I don't know.
I mean, it's very hard to say. I mean, with what Osprey's doing and what Tommy has said... That sounds more logical because he's on a hot streak and they're going to make him have a hot streak in the G1. But I just – A block is just so stacked. It's so hard to pick a winner.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. The thing you got to realize with Ospreay, though, is that he's going to hit this wall. Like, okay, Ospreay's a junior champ right now. He's not going to beat Okada, right?
No, there's no way.
I doubt – Just based on New Japan logic, some crazy shit would have to happen for him to beat Fale or Archer because they're both fucking ginormous. All right? Like, they're huge.
Yeah, I think he's beat Lance Archer before.
Maybe in a tag, but not in the singles. And then, so I'm marking those three as losses. And then you're telling me that in order for you got to have at least 12, I think, to win a block, right? So you're telling me he's gonna beat Hiroshi Tanahashi, Kenta, Evil and Sonata, Sabre, who just won New Japan Cup last year, and who am I missing?
And Ibushi.
He's got to beat all of them just to have a chance.
That's tough.
But then you got to look at who's going to beat Okada. Sabre will probably beat Okada because, you know, we need some feeder for King of Pro Wrestling. so that's likely.
Oh, God. Wow, Sabre, you really did it.
Shout out to Chris Storm. He loves Zack Sabre.
Don't bring up Chris Storm while Dak's here.
That bastard better answer my call.
Man.
That's all it goes to. I've had him on the podcast before, and it got a little heated.
Yeah?
I'm going to beat his ass in civil war. It's going to happen. All right.
Oh, all right.
All right.
well, anyway. Man, let me tell this story real quick. So short 2-minute story. So as we said in the open, me and Dak happen to be good buds, as they say. And so the other day I texted him and I said, you know, I really need to take a vacation, and I put those like eye emojis.
Oh.
Yeah, you bastard.
Oh, man. and he doesn't know if it's a work or a shoot still. It's really funny.
Dude, I was like, holy shit, this is going to be the greatest thing of all time. Like, this is going to be it. This is going to be the pinnacle of backyard wrestling forever.
All I'm saying is, I am going to, I don't want to, like, say dates, but you guys know when the thing is. I'm going to work Friday and Monday. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah. Real funny.
You can just hear the, like, I don't know what type of voice Dak has right now. Like,
it's called crippling depression.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you about some matches that I'm really looking forward to. How about what's going to end up being night, I think that's 16? Toru Yano versus Tai Chi. Let me tell you.
Damn.
I fucking love Yano, okay? Yano will have 6-7 star matches in this tournament.
Oh my god.
Dave Meltzer
will be pissing himself.
In all seriousness, I find Yano so entertaining. Like, forget about sports entertainment, because that shit's ridiculous. Like, I hate the concept and the people in charge of it, but I really, really love a good Yano match. Oh man.
If you really like gimmick stuff, Tommy, and you really like stuff like that, like what Yano does and stuff, you should really check out Shikaro, bro. I think that you would really enjoy that promotion. Their wrestling is a lot of gimmick based. My trainer actually recommended me them. It's very gimmick based. It's very entertaining, and they have pretty good wrestling. So you should really check it out.
Interesting.
It's good. It's good. I like it.
I like the balance that New Japan has, because they don't really have a ton of Yano guy. Like, they got Yano, you know what I mean? They got Tai Chi's gimmick is that he's a singer, but he doesn't sing, and then the fans tell him to go home. That's his whole gimmick. He doesn't have anything else. He has a fucking mic stand that's not plugged into anything, and that chick that walks with him. Like, that's his gimmick. It's way better than, you know, Viking Raiders or the Viking Experience or one of my boy Carl's favorites, the Shining Stars, selling you real estate and timeshares. You know, that's what? Not entertaining.
Oh my God, no.
That's not entertaining. This fucking tournament is going to be a billion times more entertaining than WWE has been in the last 5 years, maybe 10.
But seriously, can we talk about how they're wasting the War Raiders?
Dude, you mean War Machine?
Yeah, fuck. They've been calling them War Raiders, and I've been calling them War Raiders.
They're so good. They were so good in Japan. Anyway,
I wish they kept War Machine. I don't know why. Pissed me off. But I think the match I'm definitely looking forward to is either Will Ospreay versus Zack Sabre Jr. or Jay White versus Jon Moxley. Definitely, because Zack Sabre Jr. and Will Ospreay have definitely pulled off 5-star matches in the past, and I feel like if they're 100%, and they just go at it like they always do, then I feel like one of the best matches in the G1.
I'm gonna go out on a limb. The show that you need to watch is gonna be Night 5. It's an A-block show.
Kenta, Lance Archer.
Yeah, oh, I don't care about that. Evil and Sonata.
Evil and Sonata.
Going one-on-one. Ibushi and Ospreay. Yeah.
Hiroshi Tanahashi and Zack Sabre Jr.
And then watch Okada. That's the first chance Okada's going to actually have to lose a match. I don't think he loses in Dallas.
No,
he could lose to Sabre, too.
Yeah, so, he could tap him out.
Yeah. Kazuchika Okada could be 2 points after 3 matches.
Yeah.
It's climax season, boys. Oh, that sounded so wrong. Never mind.
Ooh, Dak.
Boo!
It's G1 climax season, boys. And you know what that means.
You know what that means? You know what that means? Buy your Cialis now, gentlemen. Getting ready.
Yes, because we're in for a bumpy ride.
It's just going to get worse.
Oh, man. Juice Robinson versus Yano. Yes. It's a win.
Evil versus Kenta? That's a match. That's interesting. I think I'm going to love that match.
Oh, man. Okay. So here comes my unending New Japan knowledge from wasting 2 years of my life staying up and watching shit at 4 a.m.
Don't dedication, all. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, don't well, you know, it's because I'm, you know, a top guy in more than one way. So that was a now, penile reference.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is a G1 climax.
Well played, that sir. Is great. Okay, so
that's what I was laughing at. I was like, oh.
July 27th and 28th. They're in Aichi, okay? And LIJ pretty big in that part of Japan. All right.
Yeah.
And Naito takes on Mox.
Moxley. Oh my god.
I'm pretty Okada sure that's that Kenta. Part of the country.
Okada versus Kenta.
Jesus Christ, man.
Okada's going over though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
JY versus Shingo.
Okada's going to bury everybody and become the Triple H of New Japan.
Hey, no one's ever complained about Triple H. Everyone's always complained about everybody else. So that's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Fair point. See, your thing is, here's the thing. I've never complained about Triple H burying anybody because Triple H is amazing and I thought it was awesome. So.
Fair. Fair. Man,
it is good.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
Tell me more.
Yeah, the G1's looking very interesting.
You know what else is really great? Smirnoff Red, White, and Blue in that light blue Gatorade.
Bruh.
That's what I'm drinking right now. We're on the Glacier Freeze.
Yeah. I think that one. Jesus. Well, Dak Ryan is having a great time, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, dude. Yep. I haven't been sober in 3 weeks.
Yeah, you told me that the other day.
I've been on a spiritual journey.
Man.
Like call it.
Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah.
I'm on a spiritual journey. I'm trying to find my calling in life.
Trying to find your inner Tyler Adams. It's very zen of you.
He's trying to find his inner Tyler Green.
Tyler Adams is just a drug addict.
Oh, yeah. Tyler Adams is a drug addict. Quote, I've been intoxicated for 3 weeks. Well, nice one.
All right. I think my favorite thing on MEBW's Instagram is just Tyler Adams with that beer.
I wish I paid attention to our socials and then I'd know what you were talking about.
Hold on. It's
great.
It's MEBW Assault. It's
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
It was May
6th,
and he has wine, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's him in sunglasses.
Yeah.
And I was laughing my ass off.
He thought he was really cool for that segment.
I was laughing my ass off for about 5 minutes looking at that picture.
I really want. Like, somewhere down the indies, I want to have me and Tyler Adams in a death match. I'm not kidding. I would.
Oh, don't. Please don't. Don't.
Don't.
Okay.
Don't do this.
Don't do that. Because, like, look, I love Ty. Okay, aside from his on-screen persona. All right, I love Ty. And he moved past that part of his life and actually became a decent, like, wrestler. You know what I mean? He was trying for matches like that all the time. And, like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Well, you know what I have to say to that, Tommy?
Yeah.
Boo. Boo. Tyler Adams needs to come out of his shell.
Hey. Hey, pal, did you just roll in from Stupid Town?
Don't start with the SpongeBob shit.
SpongeBob, oh my god, boy.
Squidward is my best friend in the world.
Oh no, I didn't. Can we make a G1 of SpongeBob characters?
Yes, let's do it. Okay,
it's on topic.
All right,
hold on. So by the way,
on topic, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So look, I write. Okay. Full disclosure, I'm the creator of the Mayhem Tournament. It's basically like the G1 for backyard wrestling. So yeah, we just need to make a list. We need to make a list of characters. So we got SpongeBob.
I got
Patrick.
It.
Squidward.
Pearl.
Sandy Pearl. Mr. Krabs.
The guy Plankton. My leg.
Yeah, I was about to say the guy with my leg.
My leg guy.
Barnacle Boy and Mermaid Man.
Larry.
Fucking Larry.
Mermaid Man.
The guy that screams chocolate.
Chocolate.
I'm just putting chocolate in all caps in the style of Evil and Sonata.
Oh. Here's a good hidden character for you. Gary's girlfriend. The female snail.
Plankton.
Wait, okay, hold on. Yeah, I got Plankton. All right, Gary. Gary's old lady.
Karen.
Oh, that's a good one.
Jim, the original fry cook of the Krusty Krab.
Jesus Christ.
Mrs. Puff.
Mrs. Puff.
Oh my god, how do we forget about Mrs. Puff? Oh my god, Larry the Lobster.
I already had Larry, man. Right now I have SpongeBob, Patrick, Squidward, Sandy, Pearl, Mr. Krabs, Plankton, My Leg Guy, Larry, Mermaid Man, Barnacle Boy, Chocolate Guy, Gary, Gary's old lady, Karen, and Mrs. Puff. We need more.
I have Jack's favorite one, Potty the Parrot.
Oh, yes.
Who?
Yes.
Potty the Parrot.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? No, not... No. Patchy the Pirate. He needs to go on there. Okay.
Patchy the Pirate. How about the Flying Dutchman?
Oh, yes. The Flying Dutchman. And then,
Harold Squarepants.
No. I have a good one. We can have Stanley Squarepants, and then we can have, fuck it, what's that guy's fucking name? So funny.
Wait.
Bubble Bass.
No. Oh, my God, yes.
No. Wait, okay. I vote to put in Old Man Jenkins.
Okay, oh, my God. Yes.
You fucking genius.
Can we have Dirty Bubble in there too?
I'm taking out Bubble Bass for
Man Ray.
This is like high quality content. That's all I'm saying.
This is awesome. Okay.
Okay. All right. So now we got to split them into blocks. All right. Well, first of all, who's the top guy of the company? SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
And okay. Okay, all right, so let's do block A. A block. Let's go Patrick.
Squidward's going to be Sonata.
Walking into class, straight Sonata.
I like how we start off talking about the New Japan G1, now we're just making our own SpongeBob characters.
Mr. Krabs. We're putting Mr. Krabs and Plankton in the same block.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Welcome to the Dak Ryan podcast, everyone.
Squidward, I want you to put handlebars on me ass and go buck wild.
Oh, fuck, that was my favorite thing ever.
It was so funny. I was fucking crying. I had tears running down my face.
Oh, it hurts my stomach thinking about how hard I laughed at that.
Also, the SpongeBob and the Hood parodies are hilarious.
You know, you listen to that Pop That Don't Stop song by Frenchie Montana. Don't stop, Thunder, don't stop. What you working with? Work, work, work. Clip, 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 clip.
I fucking love this.
You are the absolute worst human being.
Who, me?
I love this.
If you could remember that from Hood SpongeBob parodies, there's something fucking wrong with you.
Come get your brand flakes today, ho.
Oh my god, dude. For some reason, that reminds me of the meme of Joe is barbecue and foot massage.
Oh my god. Oh man. Oh my god. Okay, here we go. You ready? All right. All right, here's who we have in A block.
Okay.
Actually, hold on. Let me delete everyone that's not in A block and then just make that B block. Okay, so that guy's there. That guy is there. That guy is there. That guy's there. That guy's there. Okay. Uh-huh. Those two. And then those three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Perfect! All right, we have blocks, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, fuck no. Yes.
Oh, no.
All right. Here's the big reveal. Hold on. Shinsho Hishi, G1 Climax 2019. Okay, all right.
Fuck.
Now here we go. SpongeBob. Okay, all right, here we go.
Just fucking say them.
A block. Patrick, Squidward, Mr. Krabs, Plankton, Sandy, Gary, Barnacle Boy, Patchy the Pirate, Man Ray, and Chocolate Guy.
I think Man Ray and Chocolate Guy are definitely going to tear the house down.
In B block, we have SpongeBob, Pearl, My Leg Guy, Mermaid Man. Did I say Larry?
Down my face.
Larry. Down my face.
This is the most beautiful podcast I've ever done.
Gary's old lady. I don't know if I said Karen or not. Mrs. Puff, Old Man Jenkins, and the Flying Dutchman.
Oh my god.
This is gonna be the greatest fucking G1 ever.
Oh shit.
I'm just putting it out there right now. Old Man Jenkins is a sleeper. Okay.
Dude, instead of having fucking Gary's old girl, old lady in there, yeah, we should
Gary's
have somebody
gonna take
else.
It home, by God.
We need to have let's see, what's in it? What about Junior, the clam?
What about
Kevin, the pickle guy with the jellyfish?
Oh my god, yes. Junior Clam couldn't be in the G1 because he's a super junior, so.
Yeah, he's a junior.
He's a junior, so he can't.
Kevin the sea cucumber.
Yes, Kevin the sea cucumber. That's got to be him.
So
we should have put the king jellyfish.
Oh, shit.
He's not a human.
So?
Gary isn't either. Gary's technically a cat.
Yeah. Neither is the sponge, the starfish, the octopus, or the crab.
Yeah, we're talking about Gary.
Or the whale. Or the lobster.
Oh, shit, dude. The only human that was on there was David Hasselhoff.
And I think... Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy have shitty, like, superhero backstories that they're human, but they're not.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't it like something about a microwave or something?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't.
Oh, it was about a microwave. Oh my god, dude. I'm shedding tears. I can't believe
god,
it.
God, that's like... fucking funny.
Mermaid Man's Hot Pocket wasn't ready, so he put it back in.
I think that's what
and then when he ate the Hot Pocket, his mouth was on fire. He fell out the window and landed into a toxic radiator.
The molten lava of Pizza Hot Pocket nutted on his face, and he turned into Mermaid Man.
Fuck, dude.
So he got jizzed on by a Pizza Hot Pocket.
The evil Man Ray. Is this your wallet?
That's That explains the damn scar covering his nose and mouth, but he doesn't want to get it up his nose, bro.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I'm crying right now.
Oh, my God, dude. We're 34 minutes in, and this is just now starting
God,
to get
good. We're only 35 minutes.
Just in. Now? God. I thought we had good banter and G1 talk earlier, but now this is just...
Oh no! Oh no! It was great. This
is amazing.
This is where we've lost cabin pressure and the audience, and we're just popping
ourselves.
Yeah, I was about to say,
audience. I'm so sorry if you're still listening. Why are you still?
Okay, so I do have another thing I want to talk about. Something that's been, been brought up here the past couple of days. Eric Bischoff and Paul Heyman's new role.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Oh damn, I saw that.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
I don't know about that, though.
I just don't care enough to watch the product.
It's very difficult to decide if this is a good decision, because
honestly,
here's the
Paul
thing
Heyman
is that
sounds like a good choice.
Well, see, here's the problem is that, yes, they could be on writing team, but do they take full control of TV is the real question. And I don't think they will. I think Vince McMahon is going to still pull his bullshit. I don't think anything's really going to change.
No, I think Vince McMahon's like, damn it, fuck this shit.
Yeah, plus it's like, that's such a dirt sheet thing, and ESPN reported it. So it's like, I feel like that's the kind of thing they're leaking out to try and inflict change and to try and get eyes back on the product. And it's just like, all I'm saying is, if they don't do something over the summer to fix their numbers, AEW is going to get on TNT in October, and if they plug it properly, watch out.
Yeah, watch
out. I'm not saying that they're going to, like, take down WWE, but I'm saying that WWE is going to get rocked, and they're going to be forced to get their shit together.
WCW tried taking it down. Look where they are now.
Yeah, and
I don't think they could take it down. I think they can definitely become more
popular. Here's the thing, though, is that this is the one thing that I'm seeing as of right now and how everything is going. Do I think WWE is going to have a bad summer? No, I actually don't. I think they're going to have a decent summer. I think summertime really brings out every company, but do I think it's going to be better than anything else happening over the summer? No. We have AEW, we have the G1. The G1 is going to be the best thing of the summer anyways. I can only tell you that. But do I think WWE's going to get rocked? Yes. I agree with Tommy. You can't take down WWE. You can't rock them, though.
And they don't want to.
Here's the thing, though, and this is with any smart businessman. If they get rocked hard enough, change will happen.
Vince will come to his senses. He will either give Hunter control over some shit, more than he already has, or he's going to change up.
And I'm pretty sure Tommy can agree with me on this. Is, like I said, if they get rocked hard enough, change will happen. If so much money is lost, believe me, change always happens.
I mean, we already see what happened on Raw and SmackDown with the attendance.
This is why WWE will never go away. This is what they've always done. If something goes wrong and it rocks them hard enough, oh my God, they bounce right back. But see, would I be mad at that? No, I want WWE to be the best.
Yes,
But they're going to have a decent summer, and if they get rocked hard enough, change will happen, and I'm calling it. I just know that from a common sense standpoint of money loss.
I just know that AEW can build enough steam to, within the first 2 months, be doing 1.5 million on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, especially with people like John Moxley, Kenny Omega, Young Bucks, Darby Allin. Just they have an all-star already.
The crazy thing, though, about, after the Mox shoot on Talk is Jericho.
Yeah.
The craziest thing to me was Meltzer saying, like, there's probably, like, 5 or 10 people who aren't with Mox, who aren't, like, who don't feel the same way Mox feels.
Yeah.
He basically said, like, there are names that you would be surprised that want out. And if I had to guess, the other S.H.I.E.L.D. guys are probably two of them.
Maybe.
I
doubt Steph, though. I don't know about that one.
I agree, Yeah, but see, here's the thing, is that I know exactly why you disagree, because of that whole Ospreay thing.
I know a fucking lot of people thought that was one out.
But here's the thing. Seth was somewhat right about that. All Seth was doing was defending his company.
Yeah, I mean, and then people got ass hurt.
Yeah, and
it's like if people share on WWE, it's like, yeah, but when they try to defend themselves, it's like, whoa.
Seth was doing what he had to do for his company. I mean, I would be pissed if I got put on a pay-per-view called Stomping Grounds against Baron Corbin in a terribly built match. Lacey
Evans.
Yeah, it sucked. All of it sucked.
I got my relationship on national fucking television.
Oh, and by the way, at Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar's going to cash in on you.
At Seth Rollins, don't worry, kick his ass.
This is also very interesting to me. Damn it, I lost my train of thought.
Living like Larry.
No.
I'm ruining this podcast. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Something
sorry, we're to... going back to the SpongeBob G1.
Actually, yeah, no, hey, we're talking actually, about... No, I remembered it. Do you know what's one thing that I'm very interested about AEW? And it happened at All In.
What's up?
No, it did not happen at All In. It happened at Double or Nothing. It's the Japanese women.
Oh, yeah.
God, that like, 6-woman tag match might have been the best match on the entire card.
Yeah,
think I so.
It was amazing. That match, I don't know. There was something about it. I mean, Dustin and Cody was good.
I didn't love the Japanese women. I got to be honest. Some of them were just like older.
It was something I've never seen before, and I gave it a chance.
Yeah, I just think like it would be interesting if like some of the talent was younger. It just reminded me of it. It just gave me those feelings of like watching like Taker.
Yeah.
Now, or like you know, Batista.
Hold on. I have to say one thing. Awesome fucking Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was sweet.
You mean Karma?
Wow, Tommy, Clark. Way to fuck my night up.
You just ruined my fucking night. No, just kidding.
Well, you know what they say. Karma's a bitch. But dumb tiss.
Wow, you have managed to make it worse.
Hey, Tommy, you know... You know how she got that push and then grabbed a microphone and then she's like, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, she miscarried that baby.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, well.
Tommy, what the fuck?
I don't know what to tell you. Poor Karma. Anyway, so I'm thinking Pearl's going to win B block.
Oh, my fucking God.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
Yeah.
It's like, why'd I do this?
Pearl v. Mrs. Puff.
Larry, I sang Larry the Lobster and Mr. Krabs in the finals.
That would be wild. The Battle of the Crustaceans.
God.
That's like the beginning of my life right now.
No, dude, this is fucking hilarious. I love this.
You know, the only reason I want WWE to prosper is because if I didn't start watching WWE, there'd be no Jake Frost. There wouldn't be any me. There wouldn't be me loving pro wrestling or me becoming a pro wrestler.
We all of us started watching WWE. You know what I mean? So, no one's, you know, parents or friends were just like, "Hey, here's New Japan."
Yeah,
like,
here's CZW for you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
If Edge and Undertaker didn't feud around 24, like that. I don't give a shit about wrestling at all.
If Roman and AJ wouldn't have fought, I don't think I ever would have gotten into pro wrestling. I think that's the match that got me into pro wrestling, honestly.
Oh my God, y'all are such newbies.
What do you mean, dude? I was eight when that happened.
I'm 14, Dak.
Okay, well, my dad, I've been watching wrestling since I was like 3. My dad.
I know. Listen, Edge and Taker was like, I was like 8, okay? I was in like 3rd grade.
Yeah.
I remember Chuck Palumbo. Oh, man.
Oh, my
Chuck
God.
Chuck Palumbo.
Yeah.
Jesse, dude.
Biscuits and gravy.
Oh, dude. My old lady loves Jesse and Festus.
Oh, my God. Wait, your lady's a wrestling fan?
Yeah, man.
That's fucking sick, bro.
Dude, I found a girl that likes pro wrestling, and I fucking love it.
Oh, by the way, Dak.
It's like, where have you been all my life?
Dak. Hey, so you know how we're live on a podcast right now?
Yeah.
Hey, so you know how I was telling you the other day about like me and my old lady?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So, like, we're back in business, brother.
Oh.
Damn. Not like that. Not like Ron Simmons. Jesus Christ. I just meant, like, you know.
No, dude, that's good. I'm happy for
it. It's fucking awesome, man. It's dude, and like now I'm just gonna have her like make biscuits and gravy references.
Because she also
loves biscuits and gravy. Additionally, on top of Jesse and Festus.
God.
So the next time we go out to breakfast and she orders biscuits and gravy, I'm gonna take a picture of it and say she ordered Jesse and Festus, and I'm gonna send it to you.
God, please do. I'll pop.
Yeah, you'll pop, but Dak, like I'm up so early in the morning.
Send it to the group chat, and I'm gonna pop, and then everyone else is gonna pop. It's gonna be a fucking pop.
Oh man! Do you know the words to that song, by the way?
Me?
The biscuits and gravy song.
No, but I'm gonna look it up right fucking now.
I think it's like biscuits and gravy, man to man. Oh yeah.
When I was a kid, I thought it was biscuits and gravy made me a man. Okay, and then yeah, I thought it was biscuits and gravy made me all that I am or something like that. I don't know. But like, oh dude, like, so do they like worship, is their version of Bray Wyatt biscuits and gravy?
Yes.
Like
practically.
Jesus Christ. Like Sister Abigail or two buttery, flaky biscuits covered in sausage gravy.
Here, I have the lyrics right here. I have the
lyrics. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Biscuits and gravy made me a man.
Yes.
Biscuits and gravy made me all that I am.
And yes.
Over you've always been. Don't you be threatened. Don't.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. We only need the first two lines. No one gives a shit about the rest of the song.
But I love it.
We're just waiting for the bell to sound and Luke Gallows to snap out of his retarded state.
I actually saw that on Instagram today, and I fucking laughed my ass off. It was against the person.
I miss Eugene
because he was scared of him when the bell rang.
Oh, I miss Eugene too.
I fucking love it,
dude. You know who else I miss? Jimmy Wang Yang.
Oh my yeah. Dude, Jimmy Wang.
Call me on America. I'm a redneck crew. Dude, you know what he does now?
What?
He drives a party bus in the Cleveland area. Like he has his own company.
Dude, that's sick.
I know, really? Right? Or like Cincinnati or something like that. Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
That's sick, dude.
I know. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, he's like this Asian cowboy that now has a party bus. Like, I don't know what he is now.
Yeah, right. The only time I ever saw him win a match, it was like he did a moonsault to a standing opponent and then, like, did the pin combo. Like, it was 2K. That's what happened. Like, someone got rolled up.
Oh, my God.
My favorite, I saw a match. It was, like, the whole Cruiserweights at WrestleMania. And that Hornswoggle fucking won it.
Oh, yeah, the scramble. Yeah.
And Jimmy Wang Yang's face when he gave him the moonsault. Fuck.
Yeah, man. Jimmy Wang Yang was awesome.
He looked
so comfy in that tank top, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Pretty sure I started wearing wife beaters because of Jimmy Wang Yang. And also because they were called wife beaters. Not that I would beat my wife, just that I thought that was a funny ass name for a fucking shirt.
I was going to say that
I've always wondered why they thought, I was like, what the fuck?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I was going to say I was going to beat my wife, and then I realized, that's probably not a good thing to say on a podcast. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to say in general.
Oh, shit, Dak, I already said it.
Dak, it's all right. We're here for you. If you ever need help.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll never beat my wife, all right?
You heard it here first on the Dak Ryan Experience.
Listen, 16 time. Woo, woo, world check. This suit costs $10,000. It's pocket change, so a world check. Rick Flair. Rick Flair.
Have you guys ever heard my Dusty Rhodes impression?
No. Yes, please, I love it. It's please amazing. Go. I've never heard
anyone. Okay. Okay, hold on. Actually, you know what? I'm going to make it even better. Because because I do a Dusty Rhodes impression, I have saved on the notes of my phone the Hard Times speech.
Oh, fuck yes.
Okay.
Love it.
First of all, I would like to thank the many fans throughout this country that wrote cards and letters to Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, while I was down. Secondly, I want to thank Jim Crockett Promotions for waiting and taking the time, because I know how important it was. Starrcade 85, it is to the wrestling fans. It is to Jim Crockett Promotions and Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. With that weight, I got what I wanted. Ric Flair, the world's heavyweight champion. I don't have to say a whole lot more about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect, no honor. There was no honor amongst thieves in the first place. He put hard times on the...
Oh my God. This thing like cut out.
Yeah, he cut out. I thought I was the only one. I was trying not to say anything. He just cut out right in the middle of the speech.
Boo! Boo! Anchor.fm. Boo!
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
You cut out for like 30 seconds. You cut out for
like 30 seconds.
That sucks, dude.
That was awesome.
It was so funny because you're right in the middle of speech and then the silent.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, back from the fucking dead, am I right?
That's fucking awesome.
G1 Climax, everyone.
G1 Climax.
G1 Climax.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Tom was like, huh? What are we talking about?
Well, shit, man. What else is there to talk about?
I don't know, man.
Civil War.
Where do you guys book flights through? Oh, man.
I'll book my flight into Jack Delta is what I'll do.
What?
Yeah, I'll book my big flight into Jack Delta.
Are you saying you want to get jacked by Delta sexually?
Well, boy. I wouldn't say sexually, but sexually.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, Delta.
I was like,
Mazel Tov.
I have a new nickname for him.
Jack Celta?
No, Delty. Hey, Delty.
Jackie boy.
He'll take anything to be not called Jack Celta backstage. I'll do whatever it takes. So what
you're saying is when we see him, we have to call him that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You gotta learn how to talk like James Fury off camera.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't even do it.
Dax already thought about it, and he can't do it.
No, he, like, speaks in, like, things that happened to him while he plays SmackDown versus Raw.
What?
Go look at him, his Instagram comments on other people's posts. Like, one time Nicole Little posted a picture and he commented Bobby Lashley. Like, that's his
Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley.
Or it'll be like, botched Undertaker interference. Like, what is that?
Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley. That son of a bitch.
That's how he talks. Yes. Yeah, that's it. Pretty much.
Great.
He talks like JR once in a while, like, but it's not a good JR. He's just talking.
Dude, that's fucking
it's
great.
Not even a good JR.
It's not a good JR.
Oh shit!
Dude, I fucking love. Sometimes it. I fucking. Love
sometimes
it.
I talk like JR, and sometimes I'll do like a big Texan gimmick. So I'll kind of be like a Stan Hansen.
Yeah,
you're cowboy like,
deck.
I'm from Texas. My name's Stan Hansen.
Well, folks, we definitely have a slobber knocker on our hands here tonight on Monday Night Raw.
Fuck.
Or like,
commentating. What the fuck?
Did you say Pillman's got a gun?
Pillman's got a gun.
Oh my god, Pillman's got a gun.
Oh my god.
Do you know? You know, people actually called 911.
Holy shit!
I bet it took them a fucking while to explain this shit.
That right there, that's wrestling, ladies and gentlemen. That's, Brian Pillman,
this is wrestling.
Absolute fucking nutcase. And then he went to ECW and was like, "Ah, Bischoff's a motherfucker." You know, he did all that kind of bullshit.
But what's wrong?
And then he died.
Sadly.
You guys want to play dead wrestlers?
What?
You want to play dead wrestlers?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, here's how you play dead wrestlers. All right. So, in order to qualify, it can't just be a deceased wrestler. It has to be a wrestler who died young or in a tragic manner. Okay? All right,
I got it.
All right. I'll go first.
Oh, fuck.
China.
Oh,
okay. What did you say?
Just said Chris.
Lance Cade.
What? Hold on. Jake, what did you just say, bro?
Chris Benoit.
Yeah. Okay, that's an easy one.
Yeah. It's right.
That's a really good one, Dak. Lance Cade.
Yes.
That's a great one. Here's another one. Crash Holly.
Oh. Yeah,
fuck,
no, he choked on his own vomit. Poor guy.
Oh my god.
Oh, dude, I already know my next one.
Dude,
I gotta think for a second. I'm intoxicated. One that has died young or in a tragic accident.
Mm-hmm.
David Von Erich.
Shit. Owen Hart.
Oh. That's not a bad one. Here's mine. Coming at you live from a McDonald's parking lot, Axel Rotten.
Son of a fucking bitch.
He died in some shrubbery at McDonald's.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, I got a good one.
Eddie Fatu.
Oh, I got a really good one.
Maga.
Bruiser Brody.
Fuck. Davey Boy Smith.
Davey Boy Smith.
Davey Boy Smith.
I think Tommy cut out again.
Tommy, no.
Gun Club.
We'll wait here.
I liked this dead wrestlers game. I want to play.
I love this. I love it.
Can you not hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay,
hear you
okay,
now.
There we go. All right, yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay.
This podcast is fuckery, but anyway.
Dak, you go.
Well, I said Bruiser Brody.
Oh, that's fucked. How about this one? Let me keep going on the ECW trip. Let's go Balls Mahoney.
Oh, I was gonna say that one. Son of a bitch.
Okay.
Who has died? Kurt Hennig.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of people.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Kurt Hennig. That's you're in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dak, go ahead.
Okay, let's see. Trying to remember his fucking name. Jerry the King Lawler's son.
Oh.
Grandmaster Sex A, a.k.a. Yeah. Ryan Christopher. Yeah. Very fair. How about this one? Big Dick Dudley.
Oh.
Big Boss Man.
Let's see what else. I mean, technically I got Eddie, but that one's kind of an easy one.
Yeah, I'll give you Eddie.
Shit, I was gonna say Eddie. Fuck.
Let's see. How about Rosie?
How about Bryan Adams?
What?
How about the run of Shinsuke Nakamura in WWE?
Dude, here's my favorite meme. It's not even a meme, it's just sad. 5 years after coming out with fucking strippers as the Intercontinental Champion, getting his match put in the main event over the world title because he was so goddamn over, Nakamura is low-blowing people and not speaking English. How great is that?
I'm gonna kill myself.
You tagged with Rusev on the pre-show. Like... Oh,
God, I wanna hate my life now because of that.
Wow.
I get booked more. Sad thing is, I get booked to win more championships than Shinsuke Nakamura has.
That's hard.
It's a hard time.
It's a hard time in the kingdom. Anyways.
Cause I'm an ass man. Yeah, dude.
I'm trying to think of some more.
Chris Canyon.
That's a really good one.
Oh, Chris K. Yeah, that's a good one. Shit. Test.
Oh, that's the best one. Test. You did pick a really good one.
Test.
Rick Rude.
Oh, I got another one. Sean O'Hare.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say that one. I thought someone already
Dak, you're hard to beat today.
I got to admit.
Jesus.
Yep. Going with that.
See, what the fuck else?
I got two more already, boys.
Man. I'm going to say Yokozuna.
Oh, that's a good one. Fuck. Yeah. Dusty Rhodes is a tragic one, dude. That one
he was 70. Yeah, no, it was sad, but he was old.
God, that one hurt more than anything. Ultimate Warrior was a shocker. That one was a real shocker, actually. That one was, like, out of nowhere. Sort of. If we're going to be realistic.
David Von Erich. Pretty much Tommy any of the goddamn Von Erichs.
Did Tommy cut out again?
Yep.
Shit.
Tommy, we miss you already.
Oh my God.
Dog, I don't know. Voice? I don't know how this is happening.
I don't know either.
What's up, brother?
I don't know why it keeps cutting out on me.
I don't know, dude.
It's anchor.fm, bro. Anchor.fm, great application. Thank you. Thank you.
I got one more. Chase Tatum.
Who?
Who?
Oh, the guy he Googled. Oh. Oh. This is why I'm a top guy, dude. Catch that shit from a mile away.
I got another good one.
Dak, are you watching Family Guy right now?
Are you surprised, Tommy?
No. I mean, yes.
No. Do you think here in the
I got another really good shocking death.
Okay.
Vince McMahon. Oh, shit, wait.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait a minute.
Do you mean the the firing God. Of Paul London?
I love Paul London. He's one of my favorites ever. I love him. A lot of people don't know this, but I'll actually tell you something. A lot of me and Tyler's inspiration actually came from Paul London and Brian Kendrick.
Dude, I know, because Ty looks like what would happen if RVD had a kid with either London or Kendrick. And to make it worse, dude, yeah, of course you love Paul London, because he was a sack of shit backstage and got fired for laughing at Vince McMahon's death, you dick. Now we see what kind of person Dak Ryan is, dude.
And honestly, like, when, like, a long time ago, when me and Tyler were, like, really young kids, he would play as Brian Kendrick and I was play as Paul London on the trampoline, and we'd wrestle, like, John and somebody else, and they'd be two other people. God, dude, we were obsessed with the Hardys and Paul London and Brian Kendrick were.
Oh, dude, the Hardys.
God.
And I'm talking about like mid-2000s Hardys and like early 2000s Hardys, like Attitude Era Hardys, and then like
so the best run. Hardys,
yeah, yeah, the good one, the fucking awesome run. Ooh, I got another one. Underrated wrestlers. Let's play that one.
Oh,
I had one more for the death of wrestlers.
Yeah, wrestlers. From your Google results.
Yes. Andre the Giant.
That's not tragic. He had giantism. He lived as long as he was expected to, you asshole.
God damn it, I'm so sad.
Just shooting on him. He's just a kid, damn it. All right. Yeah. Anyway.
What the fuck?
Underrated wrestlers. This one can go on forever, so this is probably going to be the last thing on the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Tommy, you start. We'll go in a circle. We'll go Tommy.
Okay.
Jake, then me.
All right. Underrated wrestlers. I guess this is an opinion-based question, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I know he paralyzed Roz, but I love D'Lo Brown.
Yeah. D'Lo. Thank you. Brown. Thank you. I love D'Lo Brown. I love. God damn him! You know that's actually cut from like WWE Network. It gets cut out of the archives.
Yeah, because he fucking ruined a guy's life, man.
It was fucked up. Oh, my God.
He deserved it. Oh, that was bad, Tommy. Oh, boy.
Mr. Gunn.
Jimmy Wang Yang.
All right, who?
Jimmy Wang Yang.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah. Walk it off.
Yeah, Jimmy Wang Yang.
And that's
was
it
good.
For me, boy. No, just kidding.
Jimmy
Yang. That's all I need to say.
Dean Malenko.
Oh.
Man, that's a good one.
Dude, I don't know.
Dean Malenko is him and Eddie and ECW were incredible. Incredible matches.
Like, if we're doing this game, can we talk about like wrestlers that are still wrestling now? Like
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man. Oh, the most underrated New Japan wrestler currently, and I think of all time, Hirooki Goto.
I agree.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Fucking love that guy.
I'm going with EC3. EC3, he definitely has the looks and the body to be one of the top guys.
His TNA run was decent. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. But
yeah, like you said, he has the looks and
he has, but his wrestling skills are like good. But feel like he's definitely on like underrated.
If this was like 2004, he would be a top guy. But okay. With that body, but yeah, he's I'm not a huge EC3 guy.
I'm a little. We'll have a good one for the next one. I have a good one.
I think you're up, Dak.
Okay. I had one in my mind, and then I... Jonathan Gresham.
Oh!
What a beast.
Definitely one of my inspirations for my submission specialist.
Oh, dude. He's a beast. Got to tie in a fucking knot.
Okay. Oh, this is tough.
I've got a good one, though, I think.
I'm trying to think of, like, more obscure guys, too, you know, like...
Ooh,
I'm not just
I got
trying
a good
to
one.
Think of, like, mainstream guys. All right. Okay, I'm not saying this guy was, like, a top guy level competitor, But, like, he could actually work a good match, and he was one of the first, or maybe the first ROH champion, Jamie Noble.
Good one. Very good one. Very good one.
I'm going with Cesaro.
That was mine. Damn it. I have some lined up after that. I'm going to have to go with Grand Metal Week.
Ooh, yeah.
There you go.
Pretty good.
Man. Let's see. Yano. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just a meme. Yano. It was a meme, not Yano. Yeah, that's a joke. I'm trying to think of guys from, like, when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking of, but I have a couple that are on the 205 Live list.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, man. See, I don't even watch 205 Live. Fuck that.
How dare you?
I love myself.
I watch it sometimes, but the talent on there is good.
Keith Lee.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I got another good one.
Dominic Dijakovic.
Yeah, that was my other one. Donovan Dijak.
Yeah, thank you.
I wouldn't say he's necessarily underrated. In a lot of people's eyes, he is. But I'm going to have to go with Jay Lethal.
Yeah.
Listen, man, Jay Lethal's a good worker, but, like, I'm really just – the ship has sailed for me. On Jay Lethal. He's
been a long time.
Yeah, because he hasn't changed.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I can't. Yeah, I really can't argue that.
I got a good one, hopefully. I think y'all might agree on.
All right, Tommy. All right, cut.
Go ahead. What are you talking about?
It's your turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. I thought, okay. Oh, man. Leia Keaton. No, shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I guess. Oh, here's a good one. Luke Harper.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
It's a very good one.
That probably would have been. I think that just popped in my mind right before you said it, too. Mike Bennett. Mike Kanellis.
In some ways, yes. He was decent in ROH. I really enjoyed him.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. What's another one? Ooh. I mean, I guess I could say Bandido.
Dude, Bandito's a fucking beast.
Yeah, he's cool, man.
I love Bandido. That 21-plex, though.
Actually, I changed that. I'm going to give this one just because of his past performance, and I didn't realize he could go the way he did. I'm going to say Dustin Rhodes.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. What about Cody?
Yeah, Cody's one of the best workers in the world. I hate when people say they don't like his wrestling.
That pisses me off sometimes, too.
Well, I mean, like, as a worker, he's really talented. But in terms of, like, he doesn't have the – like, he's not, like, a – like, he's a good worker, but I don't think he's got, like, the flashy moveset. He's very old school, and I think that rubs people the wrong way sometimes.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean.
I think this might surprise you guys. Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah. Yeah, I could agree with that.
Yeah. Dak, you're up.
Hold on, I'm watching the Civil War trailer.
Like, wait,
the
what?
New one. The new one John just made.
I need to watch it. I think we're all gonna go watch it now.
I'm not. I'm gonna tweet.
You're gonna tweet that Civil War's gonna suck.
Oh, yes, they chose Victory Call.
Where is it, Dak?
Oh, no, John sent it in the TBW chat on Snapchat.
Okay. I like as the G1, and then it's like this now.
I have not been mentioned on this thing yet, and I'm pissed.
You're probably at the ending, brother. I mean, you are Dak Ryan.
Yeah, no, I have to be featured on it. So, anyway.
Imagine you're not.
All right, well, this podcast has gone on a lot fucking longer than I thought it would. And
big facts.
And I'm sure everybody's tired, and I have to take a long trip to the beach tomorrow. But, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Dak Ryan Experience Podcast. G1 yeah. Climax Talk, SpongeBob SquarePants G1 Special.
And then hell we had, yeah!
We had a few little games there. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining me, Jake Frost and Tommy Gunn. I would love Tommy one day. I would love to do a sports podcast with you on here. We can put it on here or on yours. I would really love to do one.
Yeah, we should definitely hook up sometime. And two ways. Make a podcast and something else.
Ooh. Dak's yeah. Like, oh, damn.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to put a couple plugs in here. Ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday, it is June 30th. It is MEBW's Backyard Mania 3. This man is in the main event against Matt.
Yes, sir.
Thunder.
Yes, sir.
Good luck, Tommy. It's going to be fun.
Thanks, man.
Can't wait to see it. Big, probably the biggest backyard event of the year. I'm excited.
It's going to be there's a lot in the show and there's a lot of fun shit in there. And I'm excited for people to see it because I think we've created something really, really special. And I'm super pumped about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Jake, when's y'all's next pay-per-view?
July 19th, Summer Jam.
All right, Summer Jam, there you go, baby. And then, of course, as everybody knows, Civil War is the next thing and final thing to the TBW chapter. That will be, I don't know when exactly it's going to be uploaded, ladies and gentlemen, but the dates that are, that we are actually doing the event, anybody that is in the Woodstock area is more than welcome to come. We are trying to get an audience, and we have a good amount of people so far, and if you guys live around my area, please contact me. I'll give you the information. Ladies and gentlemen.
And to tell you all something about Civil War, you might see a surprise appearance from us J&A boys. We don't know yet. We'll figure this shit out. Don't worry.
Yeah. There could be some big things coming. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Dak Ryan Experience Podcast with Tommy Gunn and Jake Frost. And we'll see y'all later. All right, boys.
I'm an Adam Elliott, Mark.
See ya.
Bye.